It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, some analysts expect Ghana's economy to outperform the almost 5% projection by government for end of this year. Also, banking consultant Dr. Benjamin Amoah expects the cost of doing business to go down marginally following a drop in the Ghana reference rate. Still in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana opens fintech sandbox to attract diaspora investment. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Sishen. Let's settle for the details now. Some analysts believe Ghana's economy could outperform the growth projections by government for this year. Finance Minister Dr. Atuforosin is looking at ending 2026 with the economy expanding by 4.8%. But for economic and fixed income analysts at Data Bank Research, Wilson Zilevu, current development in the economy could see us end the year with better growth numbers.
We must acknowledge the fact that the 4% set by the IMF was quite conservative in my view. And also the government also set a target of 4% by year and median growth of 4%. And that is also a conservative view. If you look at some of the policies that have been implemented, such as the removal of some taxes, it has stimulated consumption to some extent, although wages have not yet adjusted to the current price level. The easing of these taxes have allowed some level of demand on the market or has improved purchasing power on the market. And I think that is what IC is trying to say. That would mean inventories would boost and revenue margins would improve further in 2025.
And that was economic and fixed income analyst at Data Bank, Wilson Zilevu. Now to the banking space. Now, Bank of Ghana is asking fintech companies to develop innovative tools to directly channel diaspora savings into Ghana's economy. Addressing the London Accra Economic Growth Summit, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Siama, said the central bank's regulatory sandbox is open to aiding these investments into the economy.
Our sandbox is open. If there's a way you can innovate, if there's a way you can engage in the tokenization agenda, if there's a way we can promote investment by the diaspora directly, we are welcome and we are ready. We are welcoming you and we are ready to speak to you. Capital market deepening is therefore a key priority in this priority. Well-functioning domestic debt and equity markets reduce reliance on short-term flows, improve price discovery, and enhance resilience to external shocks. The diaspora, with its familiarity with international financial markets, and strong ties to Ghana.
Dr. Johnson Siama is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Still within the banking space, banking consultant Dr. Benjamin Amoah is expecting cost of doing business to go down marginally in the coming month. This is especially for businesses that typically finance their operations on bank loan. The projection is as a result of the marginal reduction in the Ghana reference rate, which will impact cost of credit. Dr. Amoah tells Joy Business this will, however, affect those who secure their loans at a variable rate.
Of course, those who have already contracted loan facilities, if their loan, like your news bulletin said, was fixed, they do not benefit from this rate decline. On the other hand, if the credit facility was sourced at a floating rate, then they stand a chance of benefiting from this decline in rate. Then I believe in the loan contract, there will be a clear definition. So once that in the loan is identified, the borrowers who are on the variable rate loan will then have to look at how that particular anchor has moved. And by how much has that anchor moved? And once that anchor has moved or declined, their rate will also decline accordingly.
And I was finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amoah. You're still listening to the Joy Business Reports. Now, government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idris has highlighted the numerous benefits to businesses and the economy following consistent drop in inflation rate. The general price level of goods and services for the month of December 2025 dropped to 5.4%, the 12th consecutive decline since last year. Dr. Alhassan says this should go a long way to aid in planning for enterprises and even households.
With inflation easing We recommend that businesses should invest in efficiency. They should strengthen local supply chains, reduce inefficiencies and unnecessary costs, and translate savings into more stable prices for consumers. And for households, with inflation easing, families can plan their budgets with greater confidence. This is a time to track spending on food, rent, and school fees, among others. This is a time to avoid non-essential expenses and set aside small savings whenever possible to strengthen household finances.
And that was government statistician Dr. Alhassan Ejuzu. On our business journal for today, for many, it was expected to happen looking at the heavy expenditure during the Christmas holidays last month. Well, we are in the new year. A lot of businesses and traders are really struggling to make some good sales. So how are they managing the situation now? Here's Rosla Kalistego's report for our business journal this afternoon.
Across several markets in Accra, traders say there's simply no money in the system. Even as prices of goods rise due to transport and utility costs, customer spending has failed to keep pace, forcing businesses to rethink how they price and sell. At Malata, beverage traders Maridia and Alhassan say demand has dropped significantly despite pricing adjustments aimed at attracting bulk buyers.
For now, it's very slow. It's not like the way we used to know it. We are mainly on wholesale, only wholesale. Don't do retail, so because of that people are patronizing because of the price. I think the government should let money flow in the country, as the others are complaining that they don't pay them. Some of the workers are complaining they don't pay them.
It's been very bad as compared to the previous years. Since it's not been coming, this festive season is somehow better than the normal days, but we think maybe it's the economic, like there's no money. People are complaining that there's no money in the system. It's the same prices we used to sell, but the petrol keep declining, so we just hope that maybe in the future things will change.
The slowdown is also affecting local government revenue collection. According to Amos, a revenue collector at Malata, traders are struggling to meet their daily obligations on time.
The market is slow. Sometimes I go around for the money. They find it difficult to pay for me, but usually they pay. But they don't pay it on time. Oh, things will change because some have traveled. So usually they will come. They can reach the market to rise again.
For Doris, January is a familiar dry season. With many households still using items bought during Christmas, customer visits have reduced, forcing sellers to rely on personal relationships to stay afloat.
As compared to the Christmas, I can say it was better than this time because people buy their things already and now they are using it in the house. So maybe they will come after some time. But as I'm calling my customers and asking them, some of them, if I call them, they will ask you to bring some. Some of them, if you call them, they will say they have some. So if they need, they will call you.
Food sellers are dealing with a different challenge. Mercy, who sells Kelewele, say plantain scarcity caused by galamse has made pricing difficult even during the planting season.
Even though it is plantain season, plantain is still scarce because farmlands have been destroyed by galamse. Customers assume plantain is available and expect more than their money. Some people come with 5 cedis and expect a large portion, which is no longer possible. When I go to buy plantain, I still get the same small quantity as during the off-season. This makes business difficult because plantain is expensive and selling cheaply would lead to losses.
As traders navigate rising costs, weak demand, and post-Christmas fatigue, many say survival now depends on price flexibility, customer loyalty, and hope for an economic rebound. Rosla Kalistego's report for Joy Business read to you.
And that was our business journal for today, ending the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid protection. Now, before we go, Imperial brings you their Sempa Super Motor promo. From now till 30th of April, win big with Imperial General Assurance as Sempa Super Motor promo. Call us today on 0577667436. Also 0577667437 and 0577667438, or talk to your broker for further details. Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, with EcoBank, this festive season, bills shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from EcoBank in a 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build point and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customers who transact with their EcoBank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the EcoBank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31, 2026. T&Cs apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. EcoBank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. My name is James. Ishen Gimplan is next. Good afternoon.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, EcoBank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your EcoBank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with EcoBank. T's and C's apply. Bill shouldn't scare you. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
EcoBank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Good afternoon. May I have your attention for some funeral announcements? Togbi Tegbi, stepfather and the head of Taviafe Jeffrey Ayingbe clan, Mr. Samson Amuzu, head of Ganza family, Madam Gladys Ganza, Asafohene Justice Amevo, Mr. Divine Amuzu, Chiame Prosper Agbeleke, J.B. Buama and W.O. Goza regret to announce the death of their beloved Mrs. Sarah Ivy Amma Segwa Bachman, aged 69. Funeral arrangements. Filing pass Saturday, 10th January 2026, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the Resurrection Methodist Church, Bowie. GPS 03-049-5354. Burial service Saturday, 10th January 2026 at 8:30 a.m. at the Resurrection Methodist Church, Bowie. GPS GJ-049-5354. Interment, Bowie Methodist Cemetery, immediately after burial service. Final funeral rites Saturday, 10th January 2026 at the Resurrection Methodist Church grounds, Bowie, immediately after burial service. Thanksgiving service Sunday, 11 January 2026 at Aldersgate Methodist Church, Hong Kong, Kwashiman, 9 a.m. Widower, Mr. Echo Esufi Bachman, formerly of MTHC Properties Limited and Central Star International School, Kaswa. Children, Captain Ebenezer Echo Bachman Jr., Maniafua Achimma Nkansa, Franklina Bachman, Elizabeth Nyanku, Richmond Bachman, Kenneth Bachman, and Ethel Bachman. Dress code, both Sunday and Saturday, black and white. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. Owama Mpenyin Kwame Labi, Ebusia Penyin Kweku Okanta, Oba Penyin Abna Eisa, Openyin Kwabna Ejia